Jay, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Enos.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call of Ian, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Hootie hoo!
Oh god, what's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the behind the scenes actor's studio of With Apologies.
Isn't that... Fuck all that. Let's get into, what's the deal with this Ryan Long?
So Ryan Long is a comedian. He's famous for being a sketch comedian. He's YouTube famous.
Yeah, I've seen his sketches on the sisters really love his shit.
I think you're shitting me. The Moniques of the world.
They love his shit.
So did you know? Did you know? We'll start here. He's Canadian.
Another one of these fucking Canadians, huh?
So that like completely changed my view of him.
Is he actually Canadian, or is he like Crowder, where he lives in America now?
He lives in New York now.
Okay,
but he's got that. He's. The best way I can describe it is like I'm from Colorado, so there's a level of just like naivete and politeness to me that people that grew up in like the city don't have. And he, like many Canadians, just has this like hopeful, resilient Mormon joy to him.
I have to look this up to make sure that this is real, that he's actually from Canada.
So apparently,
he was on the show Torontopia. Okay, he's absolutely... I've never even heard of that.
We're gonna have to add that to our growing list of clips.
A digital series I created for CBC Comedy. Oh God, CBC is what, like, not PBS, but it's. Of the biggest of all the networks, what's the, like the most like PC one?
Fuck. I would be like one of the whichever one has Rachel Maddow.
Okay, yeah. So NBC, yeah. CBC is like NBC in Canada. So that means the show is automatically not good.
Well, so I invited this guy onto the show because. I really liked his sketches, and I was like, well, you know what? Even though he's kind of blowing up, he's at a level where he probably doesn't get asked to do that much shit.
Really? Do you want to know something? Do you want to know something he was on?
Mm-hmm.
He was on Man School 202, and there's a photo of it on his website.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
He might be friends with at least five of our enemies.
He's wearing a shirt that says Parkdale, so he's absolutely from Toronto.
So after I mentioned that I asked him to come on the show, you mentioned like, oh, the guy from Revenge of the Sis.
That's so, what I know him as.
Tell me your history on him. Was he on there a lot?
I just know that they play his clips all the time. They fucking love him. They think he's the greatest thing since Don De Niro.
Well, it turns out they've been on his show.
Well, it turns out they've been on his show. He's been on Don De Niro's show. And he's been on it recently when it's been Man School.
I invited him on because I liked him, and he may turn enemy before we even get to the point. I have a feeling this isn't going to happen.
Ian, you already said you liked him. Past tense.
So, I go and I check out Revenge of the Sis on the Ryan Long podcast.
Oh my god.
Now it turns out he's a massive fanboy of ROTC. He's personal friends with them, and he has a notebook where he writes down their great quotes.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you're fucking making
The podcast starts with him going like, I know it's a little awkward to do this, but I love you guys, and these are some of the greatest things you've said that I wrote down.
You're fucking Joe. He didn't do that. Come on.
Would you like an example?
I'd like 10.
I only have one that sticks out in my head. They were saying that...
Wait, was it about how Mersh watched Roger Rabbit as a kid and all that?
Well, let me tell that story real quick. So someone on r/Mersh pointed out that Mersh from Revenge of the Sith had stolen Nick Mullen from Cumtown's life philosophy.
Well, he didn't just steal it. He jacked it.
He performed it and said it was the foundation of, like, who he is as a being. Talk about stealing, like, deep personal life analogies.
All right. Something that I think Ryan Long also is a commute. He's a musician as well. Oh my god! Oh my god!
And I'm not sure if he's gay or straight, but he has a very effeminate, high pitched way.
He might be straight, but he is fucking a faggot.
His show is called The Boys, and it's only for the boys. No girls allowed.
Oh my god.
So somebody on r/Mersh pointed out this joke theft, and then I was sitting in my backyard watching a random clip of Cumtown. I went down a Nick Mullen spiral. They got these Epstein tapes. There's 9 hours of him talking about this Epstein case. And
is he also, because this guy seems to have done everything. So is he like a prosecutor or some shit?
He's just a comedian and with a cum based podcast.
Political comedians are the problem is that's like, because these fucking people, they watch late night and then they just want to become that shit. But it's like political.
Nick Mullen is like Red Bar, where it's going to take forever, but I'm going to get you into this guy.
I'm never going to be into anything that's
called Cumtown. Here's a clip that'll win you over. He was on Legion of Skanks with Kumia and called Kumia out about his racist horse shit.
Yeah, but did he call him out about lighting?
Well, you're being nitpicky there.
To be fair, I've bit Nick's hand before, so I mean that you know.
Metaphorically, you bite the hand that feeds on a regular basis.
No, I'm talking actually physically bit him.
Son of a bitch.
Well, we've already explained that. So
was he reaching for your dinner roll?
No.
He killed one of your pieces in a chess game.
He was actually choking me. I couldn't breathe.
No, my sweet Nick would never choke.
He was choking. He was drunk.
Oh god.
To be fair, I gave him just a nibble. It wasn't a full on. It wasn't a Kumia chomp. It didn't leave a scar.
It was a warning bite.
Yeah, exactly. It was if this continues to happen, this is what's going to happen.
So somebody posted this on Reddit, and I randomly stumbled across the clip, and I was like, oh fuck, I'm making a Philip wave about this, because this is even worse than I thought it was.
Oh, Ryan Long, we're going to be going into your entire history. Everything you've done to Ron.
I like him.
Hard times, stand up. Look at this. Ryan Long is challenged. He's got so this guy. I don't care if you like him. He's a fucking idiot. He writes down the quotes of Revenge of the Sith.
Well, he is he's like adjacent to our universe.
He is adjacent. He is a mongoloid.
He had on who's that guy? Dick Masterson. He had him on as a guest.
I don't know who that is.
He's a guy that Jesse PS has been fighting like tooth and nail with for 2 months. And this is all part of the like Killstream universe, which is just slightly adjacent to the you know, what a, with apologies universe.
Yeah, fuck Jesse.
He's starting to, you know, little by little, he's chipping away at my heart.
I only don't like him because I didn't know what the kill. I don't like him.
Well, let me tell you what this piece of shit did. Uh-huh. Jesse P.S., who is a fan of Philip Wave, even though he doesn't like shout us out or give us any credit or love, he saw the Roger Rabbit clip and he clipped it up for his show. When I put the clip in my show, I make sure there's a screenshot where you can see what channel I'm getting it from so that I could like send that guy some traffic or give him credit or whatever. Well, Jesse very clearly used the exact same clip that I used, but he threw a little like Photoshop over it and didn't accredit me or Elon Bust or r/Mersh. Like the three people that had to come together to make it happen in the first place. He was just like, look at my find. I'm Jesse P.S. I'm fucking great.
We have to do something like Bang Bros does. We're in the middle of the whole thing. He goes, you're watching this on Bang Bros. They can't
I got to put, I use instrumentals in the back of my podcast a lot. And it is such a pain in the ass when I find something that sounds super cool and it's like, at Shockwave Sound Time 1, 1, 1.
Yeah. And Shockwave Sound. You remember it used to be? This is mp3font.com.
Yeah, that shit fucking drives me nuts. Don't put your shit up. I understand it's a hustle, but there's so many people doing that hustle. It can't be worth your time, man.
I can't believe just that Ryan Long is seriously using this photo with Dante Nero as like, hey, get me a gig.
So he recently put out a video and Lewis tweeted it and I watched it. And I wrote on there, being a nice guy, Ryan Long is quickly becoming one of my favorite comedians. And Ryan Long and Lewis and about 20 other people all loved that tweet.
All right, here's a problem with Ryan Long. There's a store in Canada called Mark's Work Warehouse where they sell, like, safety boots, you know, Wrangler jeans, work shit, right? This guy was in an advertising campaign for, like, their shirts and shit. Well-worn Mark's Work Warehouse campaign? Are you fucking kidding me? So he's not just a guy who's a comedian. He's also a model.
He is dying to be famous. Oh, you want to talk about Parched?
You know how I know he's dying to be famous? Because he directs music videos.
Listen, this is a multifaceted Sean Puffy Combs, Kevin Hart in the making. Right? This kid does it all. He's Jamie Foxx.
Like, what comedian wants to be known for, hey, I was a guy in, a Wrangler jeans commercial?
He fantasizes about being on Oprah. And be like, well, Oprah, you know, I was a kid from Canada. You know, I was trying to make it. I had to get that money so I could have time to be creative. What the fuck were you talking about, Ryan Long? He loves this edgy boy stuff, and I like that about him. He's like someone who's so happy and enthusiastic about all the same stuff as me that it makes me not like the stuff that I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good. He's good at it.
Yeah, I've seen some of his clips, and they're okay, but I mean, the fact that he is he's trying to direct music videos, but he puts on his website, Ryan Long Comedian, buy merch here. He's trying to sell merch. Like, come on.
I promise you, this dude has shirts, his own sneaker.
He has two things for sale in his store.
He got the longies.
He's got
the longy sneakers.
No, he's got two shirts. That's what it's in sale in his store.
I wish I could pull up a clip of his podcast. What I want to do, if he comes on, and I promise, if you hear this, Ryan, I didn't bring you on to sandbag you. But you are going to be attacked, and you should like that because you're into all this stuff. You should be cool with that, man. He named his YouTube comedy special Nanette 2.
I saw that. See, here's the thing. If he came on, I would just be totally nice to him because I only want to hurt Merch.
I just want another one of Merch's friends.
I want Merch to know that it's just like watching a boxer who keeps throwing a jab just to find the distance. Like, it's not hitting him. It's just there to find the distance. Just so he knows that, no, Merch, we can touch you. Just so you know.
I'm going to open up my phone and start being personal friends with his mods.
Oh, I want to be personal friends with his fucking mother.
I don't take phone calls from my own family. But if anybody here is a mod for Revenge of the Sister Nightwave,
yeah,
let's talk. Let's kick it.
I just want to take his friend. I don't care.
You know what I want to bring back? And I've been doing this on, I went on Joker's podcast and on Rex's podcast. Whenever the holes come on, I like being sexually explicit in my flirting.
Yeah,
I think this is missing from the radio game. Everybody treats them like shit. How about somebody gets their pussy wet?
Okay.
So if you'd like to join me in being one of the suave men of With Apologies, you can do it in your way.
You couldn't even put down your drink for the show?
I'm a drunker.
All right, fair enough.
So I want to do a little hack court with Nanette, and hopefully he'll be there for it.
You mean Nanette 2?
Nanette 2? I wonder where he got that idea from.
And my only... You want to know what my one concern is?
Well, yes.
There's two. But my one concern is he's going to come on, and you're either going to go one of two ways. You're either going to go over the top right after him. He's going to be like, I'm an Ian Ellis fan, you know, and I've been writing down your quotes.
Hold on, if he came on there and he was like, Ian, I got your secret chicken recipe. Okay, it's right here. You cut it up, you bread it, fry it for 13 minutes. I would be charmed by that level of devotion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm worried about one of those two things because you scared Luis J. Gomez away.
Luis loves us, and he's, you know, he's right in the heart of it. So it's buckly for him to let go, but he wants to let go. And hanging out with us is kind of his backdoor way of like getting some courage.
I gotta be honest. I'm so happy that we can just take another one of Merch's friends. We're taking them all. Oh, the Red Bar one, it was the big like mammoth one. That one felt good, but it only quenched it didn't quench the thirst as long as I thought it would.
This is just victory laps.
We got a taste for blood. We had to keep going.
I beat you in the race, and now I'm also going to beat you to the drive-thru. And then I'm going to get home before you, and I'm going to get a better parking spot than you. And I'm going to just be petty all day because I can.
And again, it didn't have to be this way, but you know, Merch, you were the one who started in gay ops.
That is the thing, because Ryan Long talks to these guys. He looks up to them the way I look up to, like, the comics table, the Patrice crowd. Ryan has mm-hmm. that kind of admiration for Royce and Merch and was talking about...
Why would you? He has a $600 BMW.
He doesn't see the hypocrisy with them, but he loves seeing it called out in other people. So this is someone who's so close.
You know what I want before I die? You know what I want before I die? I want Merch just one time to say, it's not true. I don't live on Royce's couch. I don't even know why they're saying that. Just one time.
I have a walk-in closet. I sleep on a blow-up futon.
Yeah, if he just said, hey, you know, I was moving and I was trying to get my address in order and I used theirs, but I don't live here. Okay, fine. That's it. Just one
time. Let me throw a big one at you. You know, Red Bar has been going off because he got COVID. He hates all these people compromising his immune system. Ryan Long is an anti-masker.
Of course he is.
And he celebrates the fact that Revenge of the Sith has been fighting the good fight for not wearing a mask. Because it defends the Constitution.
I don't understand how... What you guys have got to do something. And here's the other thing. My aunt, who's from Canada, okay, who lives in Kentucky now, she's a fucking Democrat, like, person running for office. Like, you guys have got to do something about these fucking Canadians coming in and letting them be political. It's fucking weird.
There's something so clean cut about Ryan that he feels like he could be a Daily Show guy, even though he's way too edgy for them to ever touch.
You guys have got to do something. I know where you're going with this, Ian, but I want to get back to the whole the mask is not a part of the Constitution or whatever. You have got to do something about
immigration.
Gavin McInnes. Stephen Wilder, just all these Canadians.
You know, I watched a PBS documentary about Alex Jones this week.
Yeah.
Which conveniently left out Joe Rogan as a factor. And they showed early footage of Alex. And I am 1,000% convinced that that is Bill Hicks. And that this is just a troll because he thinks we're all stupid fucking pieces of shit.
I don't know. I don't think so. You know why? Because I like Alex Jones too much. If it turned out it was Bill Hicks, I would hate him because I hate him.
What a fucking conflict of interest for you.
Oh, I know.
Honestly, it's
like finding out Santa Claus wasn't real. Like, I didn't want to believe it. You know, for like...
You're like, no.
No, yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
It's like I knew the answer, but I didn't
want to
believe it.
Who's your favorite football person right now?
Person in football? Gee, that's a good question. Fuck, I'd say Khalil Mack, even though he's on Chicago now.
Imagine if at the end of the Super Bowl, Khalil Mack pulls his face off and it's George Carlin.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah, seven dirty words you can't say on TV.
Oh, fuck that.
What a great troll it would be if someone had the nerve.
Man, honestly, like, there's so many people that think Bill Hicks is Alex Jones.
I just looking at him, and there's so much weird coincidental stuff. And you feel like it would be a really easy thing to disprove. Like, surely Alex Jones has parents and Bill Hicks has parents. And we could be like a birther and be like, just show me the birth certificate.
You know what I wish? I wish Ali, I mean, some people still put the videos up on YouTube, but I wish he was still allowed on YouTube.
Yeah, it's fucked. I fucking hate. Well, speaking of YouTube, this brings me to one of my subjects. I was super bored the other day, so I was looking for like YouTuber documentaries, and I want something like Porcelain or Beige Frequency covering these different YouTube dramas because I'm vaguely interested in whatever. If you could show me someone's downfall and make it funny, I'll watch if I don't know who they are. And so I started watching a documentary about this guy named Destiny. You ever heard of Destiny?
No, I wanted to say one thing, though, because I was thinking about it before, and since you were talking about YouTubers, it got me thinking. I'm a little concerned because it's been, you know, a good 4 days, and no new news from Michael Arana or Felony. I'm a little concerned.
I feel like I've seen Felony in the last 4 days. I actually have a clip of him. He got in the car with one of his bros. And they saw a hoe walking by, so they start talking about getting side pussy, even though the other dude's married. Oh, it wasn't a hoe that walked by. It was a gay dude that was flirting with Felony. Felony was like, you keep that shit. I appreciate whatever you are, but no, I don't do that shit.
All right. Hey, Michael Arana, he has these two bald white guys that he's been like trying to build up, and he has them go on his YouTube channel and stream for 9 people.
And, well, this ties into something I'm trying to get to. So Michael Arana is like, nobody's going to pick him up to be part of a bigger thing, but his crazy can attract lower levels of crazy, and he can build a network off of that where his insanity is in charge.
Oh yeah, man.
So I'm watching this documentary about this guy named Destiny. He was a gamer, and someone leaked a private video of him saying the N-word. He was making a chest move, and he's like, "That's elite, nigger." It was something like that. He just like threw it in like that, and his bitch ass friend screen recorded it and leaked it. And caused a massive downfall. And he stood up for himself. And he goes, listen, I don't care if people say the N-word in private. And people are like, no, you're supporting racism. And he's like, no, if I'm talking to my friend, and my friend knows that I'm just fucking around, and it's in private, and no one knows it but us, I'm not enforcing racism. I'm just being funny with my friend.
Word.
Well, he died on that hill. He didn't make it. And so,
what do you mean he didn't make it?
Well, the YouTube Spill Your Tea community took him down. This was a downfall tape.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, this is a word to the wise to all these YouTube guys. You need to take notes from Porcelain and Beige Frequency and the Ian Ellis LLC because they're terrible at making these documentaries. Like Lane, even though he's not talking over the videos, he knows how to, like, where to focus, how to have the camera move across the screen, like, how to throw in subtle jokes and have momentum. These guys just recorded, like, back-to-back every frame of every debate and every mention. This is, like, a 9-hour documentary that should have been cut down to maybe a hot 2.
That sounds awful.
This was... There's two things in here that I like.
A 9-hour documentary about a YouTuber?
Oh, these guys are all over it. They're like kid junior high versions of like what we're kind of doing.
Oh, man. See, you know what? If there's one thing you learn to do when you go to school for TV is you learn how to cut things down. Nobody wants to. Believe me, I want to be like, what's his face? The guy that made Once Upon a Time in America, where it was like a 9-hour movie, and then they made him cut it down to 4.5 hours, and it's still too long. I'd love to make a movie like that. A gangster movie where it's like 10 hours, but you gotta learn to cut these things. There's no reason for it to even be 2 hours.
Well, this is the thing about YouTube having no gatekeepers, is like, if you can turn on a camera, you're good to go. There's no distinguishing between you and someone that understands graphics and editing and, you know, plot lines. You could just sit there and get drunk and you'll might have a bigger fan base.
That's true.
I was telling Rex, because Rex still watches Revenge of the Sith religiously. I was like I like the idea of someone fulfilling that spot. Like, I like the idea of the quartering, or the who was that guy, Sargon of Akkad.
Oh, I know. There's a whole list of them. Believe
the
me,
they're all the Black people. Pigeon.
They're all. That's another one. They're all people I would love to get into.
I like the idea of them, but they haven't found the right people.
No, like I the problem is, it's like I wouldn't know how to fucking get the Black Pigeon speaks. That fucking guy. I hate.
Who has ever talked about this guy before on a podcast?
No, but I'm just saying, I fucking hate him.
He's like a white guy that moved to Japan, and he thinks their culture is way more like sacred and correct than ours.
Yeah, it's annoying.
That's the basis of his opinion for criticism.
Yeah, guy talks about saving Western civilization. It's like, you don't even fucking live here.
He is, you know, shockingly, he's part of the like the No Wanks Proud Boy.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's a part of the fucking Proud Boys.
What are they called, like SIGTOW or something?
MGTOW.
MGTOW? Ugh. Ugh, get out of there.
Yeah, it's just, he's a proud boy.
So along these lines, all these different guys we've been talking about, Destiny guys, they're like, they're too precious to live, but there's like 8 of them on screen, all having these same like weak opinions. And I don't know how these like anemic groups get together, and you don't just have like one person walk in and be like, y'all gay, shut the fuck up. But how do these guys find each other on all the extremes, on the the No Wanks version to the anemic, you can't say F slur and N slur?
Let me tell you something. What Nick did, It was nothing compared to what the Proud Boys are now.
And we thought he was fucking nuts.
Yeah, we thought he was nuts then. He looks like a well-to-do, mild-mannered guy by comparison.
He seems sane.
Yeah. It's like, guys, you gotta leave this Proud Boy shit. It's fucking weird.
This guy, Destiny, is on a panel. He's on a trial, except they don't have the dignity to call it a trial. And it's like a white guy that's holding him to account, two hot gamer girls, mm-hmm. and a black guy that's gay and a nerd. And the gamer girls are like, I feel like this conversation is hurtful to black gay guy. And my guy's like, yeah, you can't say N slurs and F slurs, because if you say it in Pride, it hurts me still, because it supports the systemic systems of all the operations.
Yeah, it supports the systems of system management and fucking.
But what I took away from it is they're trying to find a way to talk about this stuff without being offensive. And I love F slur and N slur. I'm down to add that to the fucking vocabulary.
Yeah, I know. We all know. Anyway, I'm about to have dinner soon. Mm. So we're gonna have to wrap this up.
How much time you got left?
I don't know.
You talking about right now, right now?
Maybe 5 minutes.
All right. I wanted to have Lane on today because I am interested in like getting all of the different characters individually.
That's why I say we have to have a big board, like the movie Moneyball, with all the names on it, because even I have them in my head, but I feel so much better if there was a board.
We need a board. Like, the history of our show and the intertwining of everything is more complicated than your average moon conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. This is way more complicated than that.
You know what I realized about conspiracies is whatever happens, you can just jump to the end and go like, but why would the Jews do that? If you stay with it long enough, that's where all of them lead.
To the Jews?
Yeah. Moon people made a deal with the Jews. 9/11, Jews.
Jews.
School shootings, Jews.
Okay.
But so I'm going to ask you this last question. And it's okay. A long question.
Is it about long?
What is your side of how this got started?
How what got started?
From Red Phillip to RDA.
I have no fucking idea. That's like almost like an existential question. Like, what's the meaning of life? Like, I
give me some sort of vague recollection, and you know, this is gonna be canon. make sure you guys take notes.
Yeah, like that's you'd be better off going to the fucking. To the Vatican and asking them, like, I
down in the basement, there's a scroll labeled with apologies.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And you know who owns it? The Jews.
Well, you know, the Vatican, they all wear yarmulkes, so.
And pedo triangles.
That's true. Anyway, I gotta go have dinner.
All right, man. Deuces.
People figure this shit out.
Trick guy. closet. Cause if it ain't you today, it will be you tomorrow. With the flick of a switch, I turn you into a bitch. With the pull of a trigger, I turn you back into a,
you know.
You better get back in the closet,
closet.
Cause if it ain't you today,
I am so troubled by the soul of mine.
Today. What's up? You ready to go? You ready to go again?